Welcome to the Tuesday, January 31st, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Monterey, California. Got a great article today by Russ McRee about open source intelligence and some of the tools he's using in order to collect it. Now, open source intelligence has made the news a couple times over the last few months. Sometimes a little bit negative with the government using it, but really what it refers to is looking at open source information, so essentially doing things like Google searches, domain lookups and such to learn more about a particular entity or about a particular person. Now, Russ here introduces two different tools that he employs in order to collect open source intelligence. The first one is Foca. Now, the way I usually use this tool is to extract metadata from different documents, particular Office documents. And it's a very powerful tool to do that, but it has a number of other features. For example, to look at search engine results, in particular, for example, Shodan, the search engine that lists various web servers and what kind of server headers they return. And well, what Russ then proposes is to take the output from Foca and feed it into Maltego. Now, Maltego is sort of the Swiss Army knife when it comes to looking for open source information. Maltego can sort of take a piece of information and run with it and, for example, look at search engine results, look at domain results, look even at things like PGP keys that are being found online, and then extract other email addresses that may have signed that key and look at relationships really very broadly, very globally across all of these different sources of information. So what Russ here did is essentially create a little script that takes the results of Foca and feeds them into Maltego in order to have those tools work together. I think it's a great idea and certainly something worthwhile pursuing. But well, let's see what we have in other news. Yesterday, I talked about a number of malware-infected applications being discovered by Symantec in the official Android marketplace. Well, today, Lookout and Kaspersky are actually somewhat disputing the claim that the infected application actually contained malware. Lookout in particular makes sort of the point that this may actually not be malware after all, but just very aggressive adware. And with that, they're actually pointing out that this particular adware really sort of touches the line to malware. What this adware does is that it's very aggressively actually collecting information from the user, but it doesn't really appear to use it for anything primarily malicious, but more to actually collect stats about the advertising it's introducing into the application. Now, Kaspersky also then points out that this is a trend they're seeing in mobile applications in general, that more and more of them are ad-financed, and they're seeing sort of this trend where these ad software development kits that are being released, in particular for Android, are very aggressive in what they're collecting in terms of personal information from users. So it becomes really hard to distinguish this aggressive adware from actual malware, whose primary purpose is to steal information from the user. And in new vulnerabilities, there is a new pretty bad bug that was introduced in sudo version 1.8. Now, for the non-Unix folks here, sudo is a very effective way to give users limited access to root functionality. Sudo 1.8 introduced a debug feature, and sadly, with this debug feature, there is a format string vulnerability that was introduced, and because sudo can be used to elevate users' privileges, this format string vulnerability can now be used for privilege escalation. Sudo 1.8, as I said, is affected. Earlier versions are not affected. I just checked a couple of systems. I had CentOS systems and OS 10. All of them still ran versions 1.7 of Sudo. A patch has been released and the fixed version is 1.8.3p2. The earlier version 1.8.3p1 is vulnerable, so everything 1.8 up to 1.8.3p1 is vulnerable. A proof of concept exploit has been published that will just cause a segmentation fault. However, it's pointed out in the announcement that standard format string exploitation techniques will be applicable. So it shouldn't really be too hard for someone to come up with a working privilege escalation exploit. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.